visitation and divorce. Where many children end up suffering with visitation, though, is due to the parents strictly following it. Children find that being with their friends is a very important part of their life. When they are missing out on social gatherings due to having to go with the other parent, it can become tiresome and frustrating for them. There are also events that will take place and children have to miss them due to going with the other parent. This can be weddings, reunions, birthdays, or vacation with one side of the family. It just isn't possible to schedule all these events around the visitation schedules of those family members who have gotten divorced. It is the wise parent who is willing to give up some of their parenting time for the benefit of the children. They are willing to let them stay with the other parent a day here or there so they can attend such events. This needs to be a two-sided street, though, with both parents being willing to bend a little. Such flexibility, when it comes to the visitation schedule, can take some of the horrors out of divorce for the children involved. There are too many parents, though, that are very strict as to the visitation schedule that is set up. If they are to get the children at 6 p.m. on Friday night, that is what they're going to do. They don't take into consideration the feelings of the children when they do this. It can make children feel hurt as well as resentful, though, so you need to make sure you realize how such behaviors affects them. Of course, you do have to make sure you don't get taken advantage of. If the other parent seems to have too many things planned on a regular basis that fits into your visitation time, you need to discuss it with them. The children also need to realize that you can't always change your visitation with them to allow them to attend other events. If you are very reasonable with the process, though, it should be able to work out for everyone involved.